USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Judge McAfee, who will also decide if Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis remains on the case amidst conflict of interest allegation, presides over the matter. Around 100 million TikTok users in the U.S. could have to find a new way to occupy hours of their time, as the House has approved a bill that may lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned app. Lawmakers express worries about the potential access of the Chinese government to the personal data of millions of Americans, while opponents argue that such a ban could infringe upon free speech rights. The White House is urging the Senate to also pass the TikTok bill recently passed by the House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the administration's eagerness for the Senate to promptly bring the bill to a vote.
This bill would not ban apps like TikTok, period. What it would do is to ensure that ownership, as I just stated, of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can exploit them or to do us harm.
This legislation mandates TikTok's parent company, Chinese-owned tech behemoth ByteDance, to divest the app within 180 days or face its removal from U.S. app stores. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, his attorneys say they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. A San Diego law firm is initiating a federal lawsuit against Philip Morris. They allege the nicotine product Zyn is being marketed toward young individuals. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
However prepared any one nation could be for nuclear war, Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his country is. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
The comments were part of a campaign message several days before the presidential election in Russia, where Putin is all but assured to secure his victory. In an interview aired on Russian television early Wednesday, Putin said he would consider it an escalation of tensions if U.S. or other Western allied troops showed up as combatants on the ground in Ukraine. When asked if Russia is ready for nuclear war, Putin said his military is prepared, but he told the everyday Russians watching at home and those foreigners watching abroad that he does not necessarily see nuclear war on the horizon.
Later this month, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to disclose his pick for a running mate. He announced that he will host a campaign gathering on March 26th in Oakland, California. The announcement follows his confirmation of deliberating over NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura for the role. In the race for California's next senator, Democrat Representative Adam Schiff has been surpassed by Republican Steve Garvey in the latest count. Garvey leads by just under 5,000 votes, with 85% of the ballots counted. Both candidates are expected to advance to November, vying for the seat left vacant by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.